In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who traveled through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories. Hey, Mall. I gotta say, I'm super psyched for Color Day.
Me too.
And that was a good idea you had to volunteer to help set up. That should give us enough bonus points to beat Brad and Katrina's team.
You know it. Let's see. We're down to our last three boxes of stuff to give out. There's one for the Red Tigers, one for the Blue Lions, and a mix of Lions and Tigers for Mrs. Brown's class.
That's the last of the packing tape. They're all sealed up and ready to go.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Katrina.
Thanks for handing out the team unis. I know you won't mess it up, otherwise you'll lose your bonus points.
Why would I mess up?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'd hate for the teachers to think you were trying to cheat by handing out the wrong uniforms to stack the teams.
What are you talking about? Isn't there someone else you could go annoy?
There is. But it's never as fun as annoying you. Later, cheater. Bye.
What was that all about?
You think I know? She's crazy.
I think I know. Look.
What?
The labels on the boxes are switched.
How do you know?
For one thing, they're upside down. That's not how I put them on.
Wonder who could have done that. Come on, let's fix it before we give the wrong things out. But which box is which?
I'll just tear them open and check.
Wait, they're already nicely packed and sealed, and it'll turn into a whole thing.
Plus, I'm out of packing tape. What do you suggest?
They all sound the same.
Look, you can see a tiny bit inside this one where the flaps don't meet. I see a tiger.
Okay, that's good. Let's see if we can figure it out.
Sure. We had three boxes. A lion, a tiger, and a mix of lions and tigers. This one could be the tiger box. Or it could be the mixed box. How can we tell?
Wait. Do we know for sure all the labels are switched and that no box has its original label?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we see a tiger in this box, and the label says lions and tigers. Since all the boxes are labeled incorrectly, it means this box cannot be both lions and tigers. It must contain either only lions or only tigers. Since you saw a tiger, this box should be labeled tigers.
I'm with you so far. But what about the other two boxes?
Simple. Take the tiger's label off that box and put it on this one. Now we have a tiger's and lion's label and a box labeled lions. Since we know every box was labeled wrong, we'll remove the lion's label and put it on the one that used to say tigers.
And then I'll put the tiger and lion's label on the one box that's left. Pretty clever, my friend.
Let's get these to their classes. I hope we did this right.
Nice job, Max and Molly. Everything's perfect for Color Day.
Phew.
Never in doubt. Wait, did we forget a box?
It's that box by my locker.
The label says Max's and Molly's. So nicely wrapped, too.
Let's tear it open. Maybe it's candy.
Why candy?
Why not candy? Oh, it's a note from my aunt. And candy!
How'd she do that? Let me read it. Find the hero who will put the sea in the Colosseum. Now, get going before it's overflowing. It's followed by some time coordinates. Looks like we're headed to ancient Rome.
I just wanted to do Color Day. Oh well, looks like it's time machine time. I I must say, I'm digging this toga. It's crazy comfortable.
Why did people ever stop wearing bed sheets?
Sounds like there's a big crowd at the Colosseum.
Holy crow! I never realized the Colosseum was so huge.
It was the biggest amphitheater or stadium in the world for a long time. It could hold around 80,000 people.
And we have to find one of them. The hero.
I doubt Spider-Man was hanging out in ancient Rome. I wonder who it could be.
Julius Caesar?
He did make a good salad, but I'm not sure he was considered a hero.
Then who?
I don't know. Let's wander around the Colosseum. Maybe we'll see something.
How do you get into this place? Hey, did that huge door just open after that big guy lit a fire?
Who knew ancient Rome had flame-powered doors?
Pretty impressive, no?
Yeah!
You think the Emperor will like it?
I don't see why not.
Good, because I'm going to work on the Colosseum, not in it. As in fighting gladiators.
Dude, I think your door is fire. Literally. I'm Max, by the way, and this is Maul.
Hey!
Greetings. I'm Hero of Alexandria.
Hero!
You've heard of me?
Yes. Ish.
I'm not surprised. I invented these automatic doors for the big temple in Alexandria. You see, worshippers would light a fire, make a sacrifice, and then the fire heats the air, which sets these pulleys in motion, and voila! The door would open and reveal the statue of your god. Sacrifice success.
Very clever, Hero.
I also invented a vending machine. Drop in a coin, and it pours out water for you.
Nice. What brings you all the way here from Alexandria?
The Emperor hired me for the grand opening of the Colosseum. He wants the whole shebangus. Automatic doors, water organs, sound effects. When you want your stadium experience to kick butt, call a Hero.
This might sound a little cray-cray, but I think we were sent here to help you, Hero. Something about putting the sea in the Colosseum?
No, wonderful. You're here for the Naumachia. Hey, Max, do me a favor. Hold this rope. I just need to adjust one thing.
Okay.
Oops, sorry about that. I meant the other rope. You okay?
Yeah. Ouch. That marble was very hard. I think I bruised my gluteus maximus.
Hero, what's the Naumachia?
Only the coolest thing ever. We're gonna flood the Colosseum and reenact naval battles.
Whoa! That's sick!
Who's sick?
I meant that's cool. Wait a second. If this is 80 ACE, that means the Colosseum was just finished, and the Emperor wants to wow the people with 100 days of events.
That's right, Maximus.
Flooding the Colosseum sounds impressive.
It will be, but it won't be easy. Here, follow me and I'll show you what I came up with so far. These tunnels are called the Hypogeum. They can get you almost anywhere under the Colosseum. And here we are.
What's with all these pipes?
Technically, this is the end of the aqueducts that started thousands of miles away in the mountains. In case you don't know, an aqueduct is a human-made channel that carries water across gaps. Sort of like a water bridge.
Gotcha.
You know why there are fountains all over Rome?
To throw coins in?
No, that's what vending machines are for. The fountains are there to help release some of the water pressure. Otherwise, pipes would be bursting all over Rome. These particular pipes send water to the toilets throughout the Colosseum.
They have toilets and indoor plumbing at the Colosseum? That's awesome! I wish I could see Taylor Swift here.
Don't get too excited. People had to sit next to each other in a long shared toilet.
Oh, let's just flood the place and get out of here.
Speaking of, Hero, what can we do to help you?
Well, I suppose I could use some extra hands to control the water flowing into the stadium. The levers need to be in a specific pattern to turn the water on and off. I wrote the instructions on this scroll and over the levers. If you have any doubts, just remember to go to the oddest, odd set of levers and put them in the 5-5 position.
Okay?
Hey, want to hear the water organ I installed? Great. Follow me up these 1,000 steps.
What? 1,000 steps? This better be worth it.
It's so worth it. Listen.
Oh, wow. Hero?
Yes?
Save it for the games. You don't want to give it all away now, do you?
You're right. Okay, back to the Naumachia. It looks like the water's flowing in nicely. We just need to turn it off before it gets too high. Too much water will collapse the place, and we don't want that.
Nope. Hey, Hero, there's someone shouting at you from across the stadium.
If I only had my glider wings, I could fly over to him. But I don't. Be right back.
Wow. I can't get over how modern the Colosseum is. Or was. I don't even know why we're here. Hero has everything under control.
I don't know. Does that water look like it's getting too high? I have a bad feeling the trolls might have sabotaged this.
Nah. I'm sure Hero knows what's happening.
Well, just in case, let's go back down to the controls.
Good call. In case he comes back and wants to play more organ music. There's like 13 different chambers with levers in them. Check the scroll to see which one shuts off the water.
I don't have the scroll, do you?
Why would I tell you to check the scroll if I had it?
I don't think Hero ever gave it to us.
I'll try to find him. No. Hero. Anywhere. Big stadium. Lots of stairs.
I bet that person who called Hero away was a troll. They want the Colosseum to flood, for real. We gotta stop the water before the place collapses.
Okay. What did Hero say? It's the oddest odd number set of levers. Which makes sense. Hero is pretty odd.
I'm looking in each chamber. All the levers look the same.
But look, over each set of levers is a number. They go from 1 to 13.
So it's the set of levers under an odd number.
Ugh. But there are 7 odd numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13.
Which is the oddest of those odd numbers?
I don't know. Maybe 13?
Why 13?
Because it's unlucky?
I don't think that's it.
The water's rising. This is prime time to try them all.
We don't have time to try them all.
Fine. Then it's prime time to guess.
Wait, that might be it.
Guessing?
No, prime.
You lost me.
Look, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13. They're all odd numbers, yes?
Yes. None of them can be divided by 2 without a remainder.
Exactly. But are they all prime numbers?
Sure. They all seem like pretty top-notch numbers to me.
No, not that kind of prime, Max. A prime number is a number that's divisible only by 1 and itself. Take the number 3, for example. There's nothing other than 1 and 3 that you can multiply together to get 3.
Gotcha. So, 1 is obviously prime, 3 is prime, 5 can be only 1 times 5, 7 is prime.
What about 9?
Well, 1 times 9 is 9.
And?
3 times 3 is 9. 9 ain't prime.
Nope. But 11 and 13 are, which means 9 is the odd man out.
9 it is. Let's go.
Okay, so there are 6 levers here. We need to put them in the right positions, up or down, to turn the water off. Where's the chart here left over them showing what goes here?
The trolls must have taken it down. Let's start moving levers and see what happens.
There's a lot of combinations to try. The Colosseum could be overflowing by the time we find the right one.
Well, we better do something. I'm standing in a puddle.
What was that Hero said? Remember 5-5? Is there a lever number 5? Do we pull them 5 times? I don't know. Ugh, one of my sandals just floated away.
Stay calm. 5-5-5. Hold on. R5 isn't the same as Hero's 5.
Huh? 5 is 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The number is, but not how it's written. To Hero, it's VV. You know, Roman numerals.
Right. To draw a V, you have to go up, down, up.
What if we put the 6 levers in that position?
Go for it, Max.
1 up, 2 down, 3 up. 4 up, 5 down, 6 up.
You did it!
Phew.
You figured out how to stop the water. There's a perfect amount for a naval battle, but not too much to collapse the Colosseum. Well done.
You too, Hero.
Who was that guy who called to you?
Odd fellow. Said he had a clue we couldn't figure out. Asked if I could figure it out for him. It made no sense to me.
Can we see it? After all, we are problem solvers.
Sure, be my guess.
It says X plus X plus X plus X plus X equals...
Beats me. Nice meeting you, Hero.
Hang on. Remember how you said 5 would look like a V to Hero?
Yeah, because it's Roman numerals.
Well, isn't X a Roman numeral?
Yes, X is 10. So 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10 equals 50.
Boom. The clue is 50.
Or is it? If the X is a Roman numeral, the answer would be 2. 50 in Roman numerals is L.
Ah, noted. Well done, Max.
You too, Molly. Now it's time to get back.
Wait, don't you want to stay and watch the Naumachia? It's a naval battle.
No offense, but I've had enough water for today.
Besides, it's color day at school. Go Lions! Ah!
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Adam Markowitz and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Taya Garland, and Melissa Del Toro Schaffner. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.